Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studios, it's time for the Owner's Manual. Brought to you by two Zaxby's locations in Marietta, Lower Roswell Road and South Marietta Parkway.
Good morning. This is John Sylvie with the Owner's Manual with my co-host, Asia Palmer.
Good morning.
And today's guest is LaShonda Neal.
Yes.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
LaShonda, you are the Director of Sales and Marketing for the Epicenter in Austell, correct?
The Sales and Marketing Manager.
Sales and Marketing Manager.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So what is that? What does that entail?
It entails quite a bit, I tell you that.
Well, we have plenty of time.
Okay, good. Then we can work this out. Of course, with sales, it's getting out into the public, getting out into the community, bringing everybody in. And, of course, selling the space. We have a variety of spaces. Of course, I'll keep you on the edge a little bit, but I'll definitely tell you about that. And then on the marketing side, you have some of the marketing material that's being put out there as far as the wedding packages, as far as our birthday packages. Just all the things that are within the Epicenter that the community does not know about. So it's my job to make sure that gets out one way or another.
Okay. So you mentioned weddings.
Yes.
So where in the Epicenter would you do a wedding?
Well, we have the conference center.
Okay.
And, of course, our conference center is beautiful. The wallpaper is something. We have like a stainless steel. I always bring people in there. You have to kind of rub your hands on it to just understand just how much went into the creation of the conference center. It seats about 260 people, and that's seated. You can also divide it up. Like on one side for the wedding, you can have the actual ceremony. And then on the other side, you can have the actual sit-down dinner. As well as in the atrium area, if you need a pre-reception, then you can do that. But we have different packages that are available. Our Epic package, you can have it in the auditorium. So we have a 596-seat auditorium/theater that you can also use to have your ceremony in and then move over to the pre-reception or the ballroom. And so that is something that people do not realize we have inside of the Epicenter.
Okay. So I was reading your material, and you have three different sections.
Yes.
Of the Epicenter.
Yes.
So you have, what are they?
Okay. So when I started January of last year, I was the membership director of the fitness club. So we do have a membership based only Epi Fitness Club. And that right now is run by Ms. Sharon Ware and Reggie May. Reggie deals with our sports side of things, and Sharon runs the facility. So the fitness club, as I said before, is membership based. It has a sauna, whirlpool, steam room. We also have NCAA size basketball court. And with that, MTBSA, which is run by Mr. Mark Davis, who is a former NBA player, he runs the youth part of it, as well as a 35 and over league. So, you know, John, if you still feel like you got those skills, you can definitely bring them over there. And
I don't want to embarrass anybody.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. So we do have a league that runs on Sundays for the 35 over as well as youth. And you can get individual training. So that's a bonus in itself. You also have the fitness side that's upstairs with them. You have free weights. We have trainers. You can get personal assessments. So there are a lot of things that we offer right there in the community for the fitness club.
Okay. What else? What other sections do you have?
We have the entertainment. Yes.
Okay.
We have the entertainment section. Of course, with entertainment, we have our bowling alley.
A bowling alley.
We have a 6-lane bowling alley, and you can have private events in there. You can have exclusive, or you can just come in and bowl. Right now, we have a promotion where we're doing a lunch and bowl, and you can come in from 11 to 3 and bowl and plus get a sandwich from Subway. So we do have food vendors as well. Along with the bowling, we have Subway that's there. We have Iceberg Frozen Yogurt, which just opened up in August. And when I say fabulous, the butter pecan. Yes, I'm a butter pecan junkie. So okay. Every day I have to get my my fix of yogurt. So it's definitely quality there. We also have Miami 305 Cuisine, which is located in our arcade, which is part of the entertainment section again. And so with the arcade, it's free. Not free play, but what you can do is you pay one fee, you come in and you can play unlimited. So we also have a gaming area, so you can do 360, you can do the Xbox. So you can just sit there all day pretty much, and if you're a game junkie.
Okay. So, and then you also have the event center.
Right. The event center is what consists of the conference center and the theater. What we do also have is we all like to invite our corporations to come in. And with our corporations, we have a team building center. So it allows you to be able to come in. We have H.M. Wallace that does a quarterly event there. They'll come in and do their conference, and then they'll let their employees go and have fun in the arcade. Del Miller has been there. So it's different companies that come in that are in the area that are utilizing the facility, and we're just ecstatic about. So we're hoping to get more of that in, because what happens is it's the community's facility. It's the community's place. So if the community doesn't come in, then what happens?
You don't have a facility.
We don't have a facility. That's right. So therefore, it's my job, once again, to sell it and to market it and to make sure that it gets out there and the community knows that it's open and it's available for them. We also have an internet cafe. So for those that may not have access to the internet, you can come in and use the computers. You know, it's free and it's accessible, once again, to the community, to the youth, to anybody that needs to use it. Now, we don't print out anything. That's another cost. But we definitely do allow people to come in and work from the computers.
Okay. So, I mean, you can do like a work-at-home type deal.
Yes.
At your facility. Okay.
Because we have an atrium, too, where people come in and they actually meet their clients there.
Something that caught my eye was the recording studio.
Yes, that's I was going to really get cool. to that. You have a voice. Can you sing?
I don't have one at all.
Me either. So I haven't had the opportunity to display, you know, just all my wonderful vocal right. abilities. But yes, we do have a recording studio. We have a private open house that's coming up. Of course, you guys will be invited. And we'll have Algebra that will be performing there. She's an Grammy Award-winning R&B artist. So we'll definitely give you that invite. We are looking to really just open up the doors to allow the community to come in and realize what jewel and gem is in their backyard.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So let's go over, let's back up a little bit. So what's the vision that Riverside Epicenter has? What's the vision?
The vision is community. The vision is youth. Bishop and Dr. Niener, when I say it is something remarkable. You know, it's feel like I was ordained to be there because the love and the passion that I have for it is just there. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else because it's everything that it's supposed to be. I mean, where can you go? And the Atlanta Dream is a team, the Atlanta Dream we partner with. And so they were able to come in and do their media day. They were able to go from one side of taking their photos and talking to the media. And then after that, right after that, they were going to practice. All in one facility.
That's so cool.
You know, where else can you do that?
This is true. Yeah.
Okay.
So you mentioned community. So what is it besides letting the community come in and use your facility? What do you guys do in the community itself?
Well, within the community, you know, it is part of Word of Faith. So it's always Bishop and Dr. Niener are big about the youth. We have the youth that come in on Thursday nights, to Ignite. And so that's kind of like their Bible study area.
Okay.
But they come in on Thursdays. They have performances. They get to utilize the facility. But once again, it's an opportunity for them to have somewhere to go where they may not be able to. And so that is one of the things that we are just key on, even with the basketball, making sure that the youth have something to do. Something is for them. And it's all about building. It's all about building and strengthening what's right there, you know, beside us. Because one, we also have Six Flags, which is right next door, which is our neighbor. So
it's very close to you. Is that a conflict?
No, actually, we have a great partnership.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. When they have something, they call us, they invite us. So that relationship is definitely building. So we try to work things out. Of course, if it gets rained out over there, they can't ride the ride. So where do you think I want them to come?
Exactly.
Come on over. Come to the Epicenter. Bring your families. Bring, you know, the kids. Bring your field trips. Bring your summer programs. We have the space. We have the availability.
It's awesome.
So what types of packages for the event center or the entertainment center do you have for corporations or for birthday parties or weddings? What type of packages do you have to offer?
Well, to begin with, we have birthday party packages. You can decide if you want to go to do either you can do the arcade, rock climbing. I did forget about our rock climbing wall. Wow. 40 feet high. Wow. So, you know, I gave you guys a pass. If you want to have a little competition amongst right. yourselves, then you can definitely come and try to climb the wall. So you could do rock climb, or you can do bowling, or you have a package where you can select two or all of them. So, and that's something that the corporations do. That's something that individuals do for birthday parties. And also, if you have where you have a toddler that's maybe 5 and below, we have a special area, our tot center, where we can utilize that to host, you know, for the smaller kids. We have our wedding packages, which is the Epic, the Grand, and the Regal. And it gives you different options, whether you can utilize the atrium, you can utilize the conference center, or you can utilize the theater for the wedding. So it just depends on what packages. And of course, all of this is available on our website. And then we also have our corporate packages, which will include meetings from around 8 to 5. Would include meals, whether you just want a continental breakfast, a lunch, or even if you want an afternoon meal or snacks during the day. So it varies just based on your organization and what group is coming in as far as what package you would like to utilize. And of course, we have specials that run during the week. If you feel like, are you bowl? Can you bowl?
I can bowl. I know how to bowl.
Do you?
I don't know if that's
the key word. Do you bowl well, or do you
just? I used to be on the league.
Used to be in the league. Yeah. Well, guess what? We are U.S. Long time ago. You just learned something new,
I just learned something new.
Oh, watch out now. Wow. Watch out.
I don't tell everybody my secret.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, we are USBC certified as well.
Okay.
So we do have leagues that are actually going on at the Epic Center as well. So we started with 8. I think we're about 12 now. So, yes, it's definitely growing. So if you feel like your skills, you want to get them up to par, you can definitely become part of that. But even we have Mellow Mondays. We have $2 Tuesdays, Working Wednesday, 99-cent Thursday. And, of course, my favorite is Cosmic Bowling on Fridays and Saturdays. And that goes until 12 a.m. But, of course, even though the facility closes around 12, you can have it to where your event exceeds the 12 a.m. time limit.
There. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, tell us about the theater. Tell us about the theater a little bit more, because can you do concerts?
You can do concerts. We've had Jennifer Hudson in house. We had Darlene McCoy, and of course, like I said, we have Algebra that's coming in house on a selected date in October.
Right.
Well, it's a private event, so you have to get a special invite. If we opened it up, it wouldn't seem as important for everybody to attend. But you can also have plays. We have a lot of plays that come through there.
Okay.
So along with concerts and plays and graduations, you name it, we can do it. I don't think we give the word no as far as happen.
You sound like you're very custom to what the customer wants.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Customized is a good word.
It's a good one.
Yes, we definitely are. So the theater is 596 seats. When you walk in it, it's amazing. Everything there is state of the art. Everything is electronic. We've had movie previews. So it's a number of things that you can do in the theater. I call it like a little mini Fox, but we're just a little bit more upscale. We haven't known.
Right.
Well, let me not say upscale. Let me just say we're just more modern. We're newer. We're a newer facility.
Right. That's okay.
That's okay. Right.
More in the competition.
Hey, I'm just trying. Right. I'm just saying. We are directly off I-20. You don't have to pay to park. So it's complimentary parking as well as complimentary internet. So, of course, that puts us a little above everybody else.
That's a little upgrade.
That's definitely an upgrade. And we're only 15 minutes from downtown.
How new are you guys? Because I feel like I've never heard of this place.
We opened last year in January.
Okay.
So we're about a year and 9 months in.
Oh.
So now that means your passes will have to get used so you can come on over there and see what we have.
Sure. Yeah, I've never even heard of this place before.
So you started about when they opened.
Right. I would say a couple of weeks later. I kind of stalked them for a position over there. Right.
Well, that's okay, though, because look where you are now.
Definitely. I transitioned from the fitness side to the sales and marketing side, which, I was recommended, which was, a good thing, because I was at the fitness club doing the same thing, helping with the sales, helping with the marketing, helping with the membership. And that gave me that foundation. So now I'm just ecstatic about being on the sales and marketing side of it and working with the team.
So with the with this side, with the sales and marketing, What is your, what has been since you've done this?
Okay.
What's been your highlight, your biggest highlight?
Well, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm definitely a people person.
No, I can't tell.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just wanted to check. Just in case, I'll let you know.
I think you need to talk a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Well, that's been the greatest thing for me. Once again, I've worked in the industry as far as television, as far as radio, as far as news, and, I was a GM in downtown with 200 office. And so for me, this is the ultimate, you know, being able to reach people, being able to talk to people, being able to talk to the community to realize what the needs are, and then being involved and connected with the Bishop and Dr. Nina just to bring their vision and their focus to life. So that has been the ultimate for me. It feels like, you know, sometimes you go to work and you feel like you're just going to work. It's just a job. But for me, it feels like I'm home.
Okay. So you look forward to going to work every day.
Yes, for the most part, I would say that, except in the rain and the cold.
Right. That's nothing. Okay, so on here, I'm looking at this, and you do trade shows. Have you done trade shows yet?
We do trade shows. Okay. We've also had Gampy in-house. So, Gampy, which
that?
Is Georgia's Meeting Planners International.
Okay.
So, there are different organizations that we have had in-house that come to do things. We've also had Toyota. And just in case you want to bring your car in, we can open up the facility and you can, you know, drive your car in. So any dealerships out there, you have a conference that you may need, bring it on over to LaShonda.
Okay. There you go.
I was thinking about, have you ever had any tournaments in your, like, basketball?
Oh, yes. We've had celebrity tournaments.
Nice.
And I have to show you some of those pictures.
Yeah,
we've had celebrity tournaments. We've had youth tournaments. We are getting ready to start our youth tournaments again. I think it starts October 2nd.
Cool.
So they are registering now if you're looking from the ages of 7 to 17.
That's interesting. So in the future, you guys plan on, I mean, this is just a thought, but do you guys ever plan on doing like a summer camp?
We do. Once again, back to basketball, they do a summer camp. We also have a chess tournament coming in.
Nice.
We've had karate come in. We've had volleyball.
Right.
So it's undeniable as far as what we can do tournament-wise.
The sky's the limit over there.
Oh, definitely. We have a Zumbathon that's actually coming up on this Saturday. Yes, starts at 7 p.m.
And I can Zumba.
So you can Zumba?
I can't sing, but I can Zumba.
You can Zumba?
Yeah.
You need to come over and Zumba then.
I do.
You do. So we have that's coming up this Saturday. We have a cancer walk for men that's coming up on October the 11th. So it's just for men only. So
on your website, could I get this calendar that you have going on?
Yes. All you have to do is click on the events tab and it's there. It tells you everything that we are currently hosting. So it tells you it's called, Bling and Pink and Bling or Bling and Pink. Want to go in along that direction for the Zumbathon.
Right.
So you can find out about that this Saturday, as well as about the cancer walk. You can find out about that and any upcoming events that we may have as well.
Right.
So I'm going to switch gears here. And as a business owner,
okay.
I'm looking at the teleconference center.
Yes.
And it holds up to 16 people. So tell us a little bit about that for business owners who want to come in and, you know, get away from the, you know, hectic office and whatever, or, you know, maybe they want everybody to meet in one certain spot. This would be the perfect place to do that.
Well, yes, we have a video teleconference room. It comes with projector screen. You can actually tap into your laptop and do your presentation. There's sometimes that I go there. I'm in the epicenter and I go there just to have that moment where I could just regroup or, you know, do work. But that's not the only space that we have. We also have what's called the chill zone. And that's actually my favorite spot, I would say, in the building. There's so many different things that you can do with it out with the team building. We have monitors in there. There's an area for you to be able to speak. It's right above the arcade. It's right beside Commotion. And Commotion is another area that you can also do some team building. So it's a variety of places. And so when people call in and they say, yeah, I want to book a space. Can you tell me about this? And I say, hey, you need to come see it. I really don't like to tell people as far as what we have over the phone because it doesn't live up to what it is when you see it visually and in person.
Right. Okay. Okay, is there anything else that you want to throw out there that you guys do or have that we haven't gone over? I mean, you guys
well, I know
this, a lot.
This weekend, we do have a live remote. It's actually WAOK will be coming out. We'll do a live remote from 12 to 3, and then we have a real estate seminar from 3 to 5. And we invite the public out. It'll be right in front of our food court where there's Subway, Iceberg frozen yogurt. Oh, we do have 600-degree pizza that will be opening soon. So nice. Hopefully that will be up. So it's a lot of things visually that we have that appeal to the community. So if you feel like we're missing something, definitely let us know. We can add it.
You're missing a Zaxby's.
Right. Ooh.
That's all you're missing. Maybe a Zaxby's vendor. I'm just saying.
Now, we do have some space over there, some land over there. So, you know, we could put that into effect because I just want to let you know the ice.
Yeah.
At Zaxby's. You have the best ice in the world.
And chicken fingers and salad.
We'll get to that. But I'm just saying the ice is just like the ultimate for those ice eaters.
Yeah.
But, and the salads. See, I'm a Zaxby. I can tell you the menu. You got the Cobb salad. You know, you can get it with the bacon, without the bacon. You have the house salad.
We're
fried.
Just like you. We customize the orders for our customers.
Right.
That's what you guys do for your clients.
Oh, definitely. Because I'm going to tell you and there are times I just go and can I get a basket of bread with some barbecue sauce?
You could.
So it's like Texas toast. So just to say, so I do enjoy Zaxby's just in case, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. But that's a good thing.
You can stay a little longer now.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, but definitely Zaxby's, that would be a good look. We do have some space. So.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely have to look into that.
Oh, okay. See, he doesn't know. I remember things. It can be today, a month from now, a year from now. And I'll be like, John.
We're still looking. So we're looking for other locations. So, yeah.
And you definitely need to, because I think the closest one is either you're going to go down Cascade or you're going to have to go way to Thornton Row. And so one of the things that has also happened is they're getting ready to do revitalization as far as just the area in itself over there. They have already approved funding to build that area. So that right there could be something for Zaxby's.
We can be part of the economic development.
And so, and since I brought that as a salesperson, there would be a certain percentage that I think.
I'm getting even ahead of that. That's so funny.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, thanks, John.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
I've been to Epicenter.
Okay.
I actually went and met with Representative Erica Thomas.
Okay.
And we were talking about, I used to be a foster parent. I'm the president of the Cobb County Foster Parent Association.
Okay.
And she had mentioned that she wanted to bring foster children in there and, you know, do a bunch of stuff. And she was mentioning a lot of the stuff and most of the stuff that you went over, like the basketball court and the bowling alley and stuff like that and team building and stuff like that. So I was very impressed with all the stuff that she was talking about that you guys actually have. So I would definitely recommend for people to come and check it out. Like, I've been to Six Flags and I've seen it, but when I went in, it's amazing. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
It's huge.
You're going to definitely have to come. I mean, when I say it is, you wouldn't believe it. You really would not believe it. And we used to have a group, that came in. They were, disabled, but they came to bowl. So that was something that was going on. So it's different things that can, you know, just generate and be there for everybody. It's nothing that you can't do there.
Yeah, I was very impressed. So I definitely think everybody needs to go check it out. So give your address.
We are located at 135 Riverside Parkway, and that's Austell, Georgia, 30168. You can also look us up at our website at riversideepicenter.com. And if you're looking for sales, you need some space, you need to contact me, LaShonda Neal, and that will be LNEAL at riversideepicenter.com. And that's two E's, Riverside and then Epi. So make sure you have both E's there. But we definitely look for everybody to come out. We definitely welcome everybody coming out. And of course, since you're associated with Zaxby's, I'll be looking for that Zaxby's team building event to come through and, you know, make sure that we stay in the community.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. So, you guys are on social media. You want to throw out all your social media?
Yes, we are on Twitter. So you can reach us at Riverside Epi Center. That's CTR, not spelled all the way out. So Riverside Epi CTR, should I say. We're on Instagram at Riverside Epi Center. And then we're on Facebook as well as Riverside Epi Center. And of course, you can find us on LinkedIn, Google Plus. We're there. And of course, we're on the website.
Nice.
Okay. Hours of operation?
That varies. Now, okay. With the fitness club, we're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 10 p.m.
You open that, right?
Yes.
You come in at 5 o'clock. You personally come in at 5 o'clock and open that, right?
No.
Okay.
Can't see that.
Not seeing you at 5 o'clock. Okay.
Can't see that one happening. But it opens at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. Thursday, it closes at 10. Monday through Thursday, it closes at 10. Friday, it closes at 8. Saturday is 8 to 8. And then Sunday is 12 to 6. On the event side, it just depends on what your event is.
Right.
We normally shut it down at 12 a.m., but you can also pay for extended time. So we're really a 24/7 facility. We have on-site security 24/7. So that's something else that people would should be safe and feel comfortable about visiting the Riverside Epicenter.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to say before we go?
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it. Everybody should come out to the Riverside Epicenter. We have the space. We have fun. As they say, it's fun, it's food, and it's fitness. And of course, you definitely got to come in and partake in Subway, the yogurt. You know, we have different flavors. What flavors do you guys like? What's your...
Oh, it's frozen yogurt?
Yes, but it's different because they have like a pink lemonade. Iceberg has like a pink lemonade. Salted. They have a salted caramel.
Yes. See, I'm more of that.
Yeah.
Salted caramel.
And then you can put the cookie dough and the sprinkles on there.
There's toppings?
Yes.
I'm all about chocolate, so.
Anything
chocolate fudge.
Cookies
brownies.
And cream.
It's like a chocolate overload.
Oh, yeah. And then they got the drizzle, or you can get the waffle cone.
No.
Yeah.
I can't be there.
Yes, you can.
Well, you can go there, then you
after
can go to the
fitness
center.
After working out, I get some frozen yogurt.
Center.
That's the cycle. You see what I'm saying? You have the gym.
There.
You know, you get the gym. You need to cool down a little bit, get you some yogurt, and then you realize, I really shouldn't have had that. And guess what you do? You go back to the gym. It's a
That's
cycle.
True.
It's a cycle.
It's going to be over all day long.
Exactly. So definitely, we welcome you. Come on out. We look forward to 600 Degree Open Up. And, of course, Miami Cuisine, Miami 305 Cuisine, nachos, hot dogs. So we have it all kind of ways.
Awesome. See, I'd just be eating our hot dogs and then going and hitting the yogurt, and I'll be going.
You wouldn't even
I'll be going to the video games.
Yeah. That's See? That,
you're going to tell everybody you're at the gym,
or
but
bowling.
You're eating and right. bowling and
right.
playing games. Nice.
I'll check in at the gym.
Right.
Hey.
I was there.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. He came,
right.
he thought
that's
about
right.
it, and then he went to his final destination.
That's right. Wherever that may be. So, well, thank you, LaShonda, for coming. We appreciate it. And a lot of great information. If you don't want to look up that address, it's right next to Six Flags. So definitely go and check these guys out. They got a lot going on, and they can definitely help you out wherever you need it. So, again, thank you for being here.
Thank
you. We appreciate it. Make sure that you check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Zaxby's 2080 LRR and Zaxby's 591 SMP, South Marietta Loop, South Marietta Parkway, and Lower Roswell Road in Marietta. Thank you, and y'all have a great day.
This show is brought to you by Zaxby's. Indescribably good. Your resource for any catering needs. Learn more at Zaxby's.com.